Welcome to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. This program is designed to teach and educate you about the history and the infallibility of God's holy word. We trust you'll find today's program challenging and encouraging. Your host, Bruce Musselman, combines many years' experience as a pastor, author, and conference speaker. Here now with today's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
The Bible says, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And if we're born again, if we're saved, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a lot to rejoice in. And this rejoicing will go on through all eternity. And I rejoice today that I know the Lord. And I received him when I was very small. And I've had him help me all my life. And what a blessing that is. And I'll talk more about that. But I want to talk from Psalm chapter 1, the first Psalm. And it is related to our subject. Now, we believe that God has preserved his word because he has promised us over and over again in the Bible. It's found in many of the Gospels. So Psalm chapter 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That is, they're not listening to the opinions, the philosophy, and the thoughts of the ungodly, and basing their life on people that do not love God or do not please God, because we have the counsel of our Creator that has given to us. Somebody that has been divorced many times, and I don't want to put you down, but they're not the best person to listen to when it comes to your problems in your marriage. You want to find somebody, if you're married, that has been very successful at the marriage institution, and talk to them about it. You, when it comes to business, you want to find not somebody that didn't do that was a failure in business, but somebody who's successful in business. And so when we get information, we ought to get information from our Creator, the Creator of the universe, and not listen to man's opinions. And, during my lifetime, I've seen so many times where people are following what we call the eggheads, the intellectuals, and they come out with some new philosophy or idea of how we ought to live, and yet it ends in being very disastrous, a disastrous philosophy that is very destructive to mankind. But, you know, if we listen to what God's Word said, we can prove, and I can prove it in my own life, and I may talk more about that before the program's over with, that God continually blesses me and helps me in every conceivable way, including the fact that he has given me peace and joy. You know, peace is like contentment. You got everything you really want. You have it, and you have joy on top of it. So that's what the Lord gives. Now, you listen to the counsel of mankind, and that's what even many Christians, they're thinking is what they see on television or in the newspapers. That is so off the base, it's so wrong, and it just leads to destruction. But you get blessings in life by reading God's Word and listening to what God says about everything. So the ungodly, those are people that have nothing to do with God. They go by their own opinions rather than what God says. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now, that is, their life is walking with sinners, is being with sinners all the time, listening to sinners, people that are in rebellion against God. And it's not good if you're hanging around them all the time. Now, we have to be with them sometimes in order to witness to them, but to make them close friends and hang around with people that are ungodly, it can lead you into destructive behavior, because you'll pick up the opinions and the thinking and lifestyle of people that will only bring you misery and sorrow. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, that is, you go from listening to the ungodly to sit and to ridicule the scornful. Ridicule those people that believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ. Now, this includes the doctrine of the Bible text, the Bibles that we have, because many of the Bible versions are based on people, theories that have come from people that are not Christians. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. And so people that are blind spiritually are putting out Bible text and so-called Bibles that are not the words of God. And people are today, so many people that are training preachers are listening to theories of people that are ungodly. I'll give you an example of this, and that's Westcott and Hort. And these two individuals are listed as founders of the New Age movement. Now, New Age is simply old age heathenism, old age paganism. And it's just dressed up in modern terminology. And they were considered fathers of the New Age movement. Now, you know, the Bible says prove all things. And I am very happy if you would investigate everything that I say. You don't have to believe it. But I wish this program, I wish people would just investigate the things that are being said and check it out for yourself. Years ago when I began to study this and I was reading a New American Standard Version where it called Joseph Jesus' father, and I remember his enemies called Joseph Jesus' father, and yet Jesus corrected Mary for saying the same thing. So I began to investigate, and I read for years every book that came out by all opinions on this subject, and then compared it with what God himself said about himself in the Word of God. And so then this program came, and so we have it because the King James Bible is the apostolic text that has been handed down to us in New Testament Bible-believing churches and has been given to us and preserved by God. And the God that rules the universe, the God that keeps those stars moving within a fraction of a second, that same God said he would preserve his words. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." And he said in another place, he said, "I pray not for the world, but for them that thou hast given me out of the world, for I have given them the words." That's the people all over the world that God has given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, "I pray not but for the people thou hast given me, for I have given them the words thou hast given me." If you don't read the Bible, you don't think the words are important. But God says the words are very important. Now, you know, people, today we have evangelical leaders, they will recommend a version, and then a few years later, they will recommend another version, and yet these versions contradict each other. And you have this show this in books today. There's a book called Which Bible Would Jesus Use? And one of the things I want to give you is information about where you can find the things that I'm talking about. And which Bible would Jesus use? And in there, it shows the contradictions, leading evangelicals recommending Bibles that disagree with one another in the words. And, you know, we've said this many times in our program, but I think we need to repeat it over and over and over again. The first thing that the devil says is, "Yea, hath God said." So he comes on as so-called agreeing. The Bible talks about wolves in sheep clothing or the angel of light that shows up. And then he says, "Yea, hath God said." So he says, "Yes," first. Then he says, "Hath God said." So his main purpose, the devil is a spiritual being in rebellion against God. And his main purpose and goal is to question the Word of God. So he does this today when you hear a preacher saying, "This is an unfortunate translation. A better reading is, the Greek says," all of this stuff is Satan questioning the Bible that we have. And the King James Bible is, there's about 1,000 churches that have taken their stand on the King James Bible. And also in recent surveys, the people that read the Bible every day, the great majority of them that read the Bible every day, and I'm not talking about book sales, but I'm talking about people read it every day, read the King James over all the rest of them put together. And the other ones come and they go. As the advertisement stops, they stop. But this one, because it is the true Word of God, it says it will never pass away. And so it continues on right from the time of the apostles when it was given to us, and then it was translated into the English, and then it continues while the other ones come and they go. So then this psalm says, it says they don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly. That's what many evangelicals. Now, why do they do that? Why do some of these leaders do that? I'll tell you why. Because when they were in college, they had a wolf in a sheep clothing. It taught in the Greek department. And I have gone into the discussion how they do it. First of all, when they're teaching them Greek, they show them another Greek text that's not the Greek text the King James is based on, and show that that disagrees with the King James. Then if they still believe after more propaganda given to them, then they show a lexicon that was deliberately changed that disagrees with the words in the King James. And so this way they subvert their mind. But then the third thing they talk about, they subtly show how smart, to give the idea how intelligent they are for believing in what this teacher says over the Word of God, the King James Bible. And so the devil says, you shall be wise as the gods. And so what they'll teach him is the scholars say. Of course, they don't say who these scholars are and what they believe and so on. Now, if you want to find out the people, and I highly recommend this book. It sold tens of thousands of copies. And it's very interesting reading. It's called Hazardous Materials by Dr. Ripplinger. And she has written a massive amount of material. She was recognized and picked as a scholar for the United States government after winning many, many awards. And in this book, she shows where these people are that make these translations, make up these texts. And it's a massive amount of information written in a very interesting style. And this lady is a godly, spiritual lady that I know her personally, and she personally gives out tracts and witnesses to people constantly, and she's done it for years. Well, this is I just say, if you don't do anything, get this book, Hazardous Materials by Dr. Gail Ripplinger, and she was given a doctor's degree by a Christian college, and also she has had supper in the White House with the President of the United States and represented our government. So this is a fantastic book, and it shows you, you know, you just, some guy just recommends a new version, but what's in there? And many of these new versions are blasphemous. I mean, it's blasphemy. They talk about Christ. And we have gone into this in other programs where it makes Jesus out to be a sinner, and I'm not going into that today, but and where it makes him out to be a liar and all this other stuff in the translation. And those translators, they knew what they were doing. Because when they make a translation, they look at a Greek text. It is a corrupt Greek text. And they look at other translations, and they have commentaries right there. So when they put this garbage into these modern translations, they know good and well what they're doing. And they're doing this on purpose because they're enemies of the Lord. Now, it says they don't walk with them. They don't hang out with people that are rebels against God, see? It says they, and then it says, or sitteth in the sea the scornful. Now, you know, many times after a person has been subverted against the King James Bible, which is the apostolic text translated into English, then they mock it, you see? And Jesus said about this, he says, you love the honor that comes from one another, therefore you cannot hear my words. And so they mock it. I don't care what they would say about me, or it doesn't make any difference. I'd take it as a badge of honor, because Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you. I thank God for the churches that I know of that stand for the King James Bible. And, you know, a number of these churches support me, and I thank God for it, because we got a chance, and recently I've been really thinking about, we've been on here for about 40 years, but another network, it covers a good part of the United States and around the world, been asking us to come on. And so I thank God for these churches that have been supporting it. It's Country Baptist Church, and then Bible Baptist Temple in our ministry, and then People's Baptist Church in Brunswick, and Bible's Baptist Church in Euclid, and so on. And then they are supporting this ministry and making it possible for me to be on. And you might be interested in helping us out, because we I've been thinking another network that covers a good part of the United States and is constantly been sending letters to ask us come on the air. And furthermore, you know, this program is listened to, and I never planned to be on the air. We've never asked for money. And I ask mainly for your prayers. I ask for your prayers because I hope that God's Holy Spirit will use this. And I depend on His Spirit. I pray about this. I'm very concerned about the things that I say on here. But people are listening. Just a month ago, we had 600 hits on our website from Russia, 500 from Israel, and then we had over 1,500 from all over the world. So I ask you to pray for us. And so if you want to do something, you might check out and check with us. Now, it says, He walketh not in the, standeth not in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So people mock there's preachers today, they mock people because they believe that God has preserved His word. You know, people that correct the King James, where is their Bible? Where is their Bible? They say, well, we believe in the originals. They don't have the originals, and they don't know what the originals say. That's why you have a different translation constantly comes out with the words disagreeing with the previous one, because they're just guessing about it. They call this intrinsic probability, critical intuition. Can you imagine that? People that are not even saved, and many of them do not even believe Jesus is God or the blood atonement, they're making up a text by their critical intuition. The whole thing is so preposterous, it just defies imagination. Now it says here, and I say this over and over again, the Bible says that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The Bible-believing churches down through the ages, New Testament churches that followed apostolic doctrine, had the true text. The Bible says the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. The truth is not the church. The truth is the Word of God. But the true churches down through the ages had it. And I have the documented evidence that they were there right from the time of Christ. They believed exactly what we believe today, what we preach here, and what is preached in a Bible-believing New Testament independent Baptist church, same thing. We have their confessions of faith, what they said about themselves, what the Catholic Church said, right from the time of Christ right to the present. And they had the true text, and the King James Bible is based on that text. So people don't believe it because they mock it. And so the unsaved people, they mock it too. And so what? Who cares what they think? We need to be concerned about what God thinks. Amen? We really need to think. We need to be concerned what God thinks. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Now, it says He delights in God's word. That's the law of the Lord, and He meditates day and night and thinks about it. Do you know, sometimes the psychiatrist one time is asking me if I get depressed. Very seldom. You know, a little sugar will give you depression, and if you go all day real hard, you might get a little depression afterwards. But other than that, the Lord has given me joy. He's given me peace. That means satisfaction of soul and mind. He has something to offer. And it says that His delights in law, and His law doth He meditate, thinking about it. I read through the Bible, and I read each chapter twice, and read through the Bible that way, and I think about it. Boy, I read in the morning and the evening, and it keeps me contented. It keeps me peaceful. It gives me many times joy. It's called joy unspeakable and full of glory. I have a taste of what heaven's going to be like because I have God's word, and that's what His word will do. And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. And it's like the leaf of a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. It just sprouts up, and it grows very rapidly, and has leaves all over. So it says the Christian that reads the Bible, they're full of peace. They're full of joy. They're full of good works. And they're full of fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. All of these things come from meditating and thinking about the Word of God. You know, Christians sometimes are frustrated and upset constantly. You know, because the things of life frustrate you and upset, make you miserable and discontented, and that's the way most people are in the world. Some of these actresses and very successful people are so miserable, and that's why they're on drugs and liquor. I don't need it, because Jesus Christ gives me contentment, and he gives me blessings. I saw old ladies, very old ladies that used to go to a church where I preach at, and man, I mean, they had more enthusiasm, young people and teenagers, many times that teenagers killing themselves. And these people were enthusiastic and full of joy and peace. You know, God has given me such a good life, and I thank him, and the best is yet to come, because the minute I'm leave this body, I will be in the gold city with Jesus Christ, and the best will be, the joy I have will be everlasting. And it says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. My life has been like that, and millions of people. I had many jobs. I had a job. The first job, I was right near where the radio station is. I was pulling weeds, crawling up and down. I thought, man, that was the roughest one I ever had. Then I worked in a bakery after that. And then after that, I got some job in a grocery store. And then after I got out of college, I was pastoring a church. And then I had a job working for a radio station in which I was a talk show host. Then I had a job. I was doing that job. And I had another job as a news broadcaster, you know, and that covered North America also. And then I was teaching college for many years. And, man, I enjoyed all these jobs except the first one. That was a rough one, pulling weeds right near where the radio station is. But the rest of them I enjoyed. Do you know that I had never applied in my whole life for a job? I mean, they just dropped right in my lap. You know why? It says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Jesus. And, you know, Jesus says, don't even rejoice about that. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. I got saved when I was just a small boy. And I realized I was a sinner. I asked Jesus to forgive me and come into my life. And I accepted him, and I was forgiven of my sins, and I got eternal life. And Jesus said, I'll never kick you out. Whosoever cometh unto me, I'll never cast out. And his blood washes all my sins, and says he will confirm you blameless unto the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, man, you can't beat this. I was never in my life sorry as a Christian. I missed so much trouble that unsaved people had. And when the trouble came from the outside, the Bible says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from us from them all. And boy, the Lord delivered me over and over again from all kinds of things. I mean, he was with me my whole life. I just praise and glorify and honor my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was talking one day, and I mentioned it many times on here, somebody behind a counter in a hospital. I says, Jesus is the living God. And they said, that's right. He took me off of crack cocaine without even withdrawal symptoms. I had an American Indian living in my house that lived in a teepee when he was younger, and he got on all drugs and liquor and the whole bit. And Jesus saved him, and he got off of it and stayed off of it. And it says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not sober like the chaff which the wind driveth away. So they're going to disappear. They'll be here a little while, and they'll be big and do their evil. And then they'll disappear. It says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand the day of judgment. There's a day of judgment coming, and God is going to judge you for every evil thought, every evil deed, and every evil work. But and then for rejecting his son, and for rebellion against God, and you'll be cast into hell. But it says, and the sinners in the congregation of the righteous, that says they will not stand in the congregation, is we're going to go to heaven. And I mean, we're going to work for the Lord in heaven. It's going to be eternal joy and peace. We just got a taste of it now. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God knows what's going on. And he knows. And you Bible correctors and people that are putting down the King James Bible, you're going to answer to God for that. That is the one. That's the one that's powerful, that the revivals came through, that millions have been saved, that it keeps on going generation after generation. 5 billion copies out there that have been made. And that is the one that God has blessed. And that is the one that has given us the words of eternal life. And if we believe it, that Jesus paid for our sins and we repent of our sins and accept him as our Lord and Savior, our God and Savior, we have eternal life and forgiveness. Thomas saith unto him, My Lord and my God. And if you say that to Jesus and mean it from your heart, you will have eternal life. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. To learn more on this topic and to contact Bruce, visit his website at whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. That's whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. There you will find a vast array of resources on this topic, including copies of previous programs, articles by Bruce, and links to other recommended materials. Bruce is also available to speak to your church or organization. Again, that web address is whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the faithful listeners in this area.